are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood on this Wednesday, brought to you by the folks at VistaCare, May Adam, and the Pier VA Clinic. And this morning, some studios and guests. First, I'll introduce Ron Smith. Good morning, Ron. Good morning.
Thank you for having us very much.
Yeah, and you brought some folks along with you. Who do we have with you?
Yeah, I have Lori Hall, our bell player, who's in the concert with the bells.
Very nice.
And Nance Orsbon, who is here representing the Church of Hope at the South Dakota Women's Prison.
Excellent. Nice to have you all here. And the reason you're here is there's going to be a really great patriotic concert coming up.
That's correct. This Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, we're hosting an First Methodist Star Concert of patriotic music. Jeff Specht is going to be doing the vocals, who was not able to be here this morning, and Lori's going to play her bells, and I'm going to do a little bit on the piano, and we're going to have a really good time, and we're just going to celebrate America and get concerts going again indoors in the city of Pier.
That's right. You're going to have it indoors just because with the way the weather's been, it's been so hot. Sometimes a thunderstorm can roll through. We want to make sure everybody's safe and can enjoy the concert.
That's correct. We're going to be in the sanctuary, and First Methodist is at 117 North Central. And we will have masks available, the hand sanitizer, all those things are already in the church and in the sanctuary. So it'll be a very safe and comfortable, air-conditioned place.
Wonderful. That is great to hear. Now, when the folks come and listen to the concert, what types of pieces are they going to hear?
You name it. It's a gamut of patriotic music, from Yankee Doodle to God Bless the USA. We're doing the Star Spangled Banner. We're doing some fun things on the bells that are patriotic themed. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully some smiles and some feet tapping.
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like it's really going to be a good time. And it's for a very good cause,
That's
too.
That's correct. And I'll let Nance share that information. Nance Orsbon is here.
So, Nance, tell us a little bit about the Church of Hope.
Well, the Church of Hope was actually started in 1997 when the women's prison opened here in Pier. And as a way to bring hope into the lives of the prisoners that were incarcerated in our state, the women prisoners, there was a group that formed the church called Church of Hope. And it is basically funded with private donations. And so we go out and try to fundraise, and Ron and Jeff and Lori for a couple of years now have been so tremendously supportive to help us raise those funds to do things like pay a pastor salary, because we get no other funding from state or anything like that. So they help us raise those kind of funds, and we also do Bible studies out there. We have programs for exit bags. As the women leave, we give them a personal hygiene bag, and we do seminars out at the prison. So there's a lot of activities that we try to support to bring some hope and shed some light in the darkness that comes about by being incarcerated.
Right, and some great work. That's a really positive thing to kind of help them turn things around. So this is really important work that you're doing there.
It is. And I think even the prisons across the United States recognize that when churches step up to the plate and come and be a part of the institution and just show that forgiveness and unconditional love, that there are changes that happen in the lives of those that are incarcerated. So it's very important.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for what you're doing there. And thank you to the group here for, like she said, the last couple of years being part of the fundraising. And how can folks help out when they come to the concert and make sure that they're helping the Church of Hope as well?
We will have donation plates if people would like to share financial support for the Church of Hope. The concert is free, and the concert will also be live on Facebook for those people who might not be comfortable yet being around a lot of people. And if that happens and people would still like to donate, they can certainly send their donations to First United Methodist Church, 117 North Central, and just indicate on the envelope that it's for the Church of Hope, and we'll forward all those funds to Church of Hope.
Wonderful. And afterwards, there's going to be a meet and greet, I hear.
We are going to have a little reception afterwards in the narthex. That's always fun. And we're very excited. The lighting project in the sanctuary is finished at First Methodist. So when people come to the concert, they're going to be surprised that they'll be able to see much, much better in the sanctuary
than
they have in the past.
So we invite folks to come out to the concert. Does it start at 2 o'clock so that you get there a little bit early?
Yeah.
Find a good spot to sit and enjoy the wonderful patriotic music you're going to have.
Wonderful sanctuary, beautiful space, and we have our bell ringer who can share a little bit too. Huh? This is Lori Hall. It's always a joy to have with the bells. Puts a lot of smiles on all of our faces.
The listening to somebody play the bells is just fantastic. And thinking about you've got to know what bells to hit at the right time to make it. I mean, I would be so lost. How long have you been playing the bells, Lori?
I started when I was 9.
Wow.
Yes, but it's still a ring and hope. Hope you got the right bell.
But it must be a lot of fun. You've stuck with it for this long. And
yes,
you know, what was it that drew you to playing the bells?
Well, you know, when we first moved to Pierre about 7 years ago, our church did not have a bell choir. We didn't have bells. I'm part of the First Baptist Church. And I've been involved in bell choirs. I've been involved with Bells of the Hills in Rapid for several years before we came. And have always played in bell choirs. My kids grew up in the bell choirs. And so when we came here, it was really important to me to stay involved with the bells mm-hmm. and bring that joy that ringing brings to the worship service. And so when Ron started with us, I started playing solo bells in order to bring them in because we didn't really have anybody trained on music.
Mm-hmm.
And so so we started solo bell playing, and we thought, gosh, this is a lot of fun.
And that's what it's all about.
That's where we came in. Yes, yes. So this has been a wonderful, wonderful thing for me, too.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So thank you both so much for, you know, and for Jeff getting this together. It's going to be a really fun time, I think, Sunday.
Yeah, it sure is. A celebration. Celebration.
Yeah. Yes, and that's what it's all about. And like you said, if folks aren't comfortable getting out and being there in person, they have the option to watch it on Facebook. So that's a wonderful addition.
And that will be on First Baptist Church of Pierre Facebook page.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. So get out there. Enjoy this patriotic concert. Gets underway at 2, so get there a little early. That way, you know, you'll have a spot to sit, and you won't be showing up while the music's already playing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful time on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. So
don't miss
out on the patriotic concert. As we said, starts at 2 o'clock. It's going to be in the sanctuary at the First United Methodist Church, 117 North Central Avenue. There is the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, May Adam, and the Pierre VA Clinic. We will talk to Jen Uecker for Wednesday after these.